Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkies. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkies. So come along to Parkies Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Gates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Art Gierkakis.
Boy, am I tired. I didn't sleep for nights and nights. It's a good thing that I've been sleeping days. Oh, my, here it is pretty soon, March the 15th, time for me to make out my income tax again. Gosh, fly certainly does time. You know, it's a hard job for to make out that income tax. The government is makes you for to spend so much time to make out your income tax, they don't give you no time to make no income. But now they'll make it a little bit easier because now you pay as you go. Because last year I didn't go very far. But it's not a bad idea what they make you for to pay as you go. Could be a lot worse. They could make you pay as you're coming back, too. Oh, but that pay as you go is a good thing. They got now what they call it the withholding tax. That way you don't miss the money, you see. How could you miss it? You don't even see it. Oh, well, so far what I am concerned, this country is could tax me all they want. Yes, sir, no matter what they are charged you, it's still the biggest bargain in the world just for to be able to live here. Yes, sir, not only is this the best country, but it's also the richest country in the world, too. I was just reading in the papers what there's enough money in the treasury to give every person in this country $287. I wonder where I have to go to get the money. Oh, he's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Oh, hello, Parky.
Well, what's the matter, Betty? You don't sound very lively.
Well, Parky, remember I told you that the apartment house I live in was sold?
Yes.
Well, this morning the man came and handed me that well-known paper.
Oh, Betty, don't tell me what you're getting, a conviction notice.
Yes, Parky, that's it. Just dust off the sidewalk, because that's probably where I'll have to sleep from now on.
Oh, no, don't you worry. You're not going to sleep on no sidewalk. You could take my room, Betty.
Take your room?
Yes.
Where will you go, Parky?
Oh, I could find some place. Don't forget, in 3 months, I could move into my doghouse in the backyard.
In 3 months, you can move into your doghouse?
Yes, all I got to do is give 3 months' notice to the fellow who's in there now. So, wait a minute, Betty. Why don't you go and live with your mother?
Well, she has no room, Parky. She's living with her mother.
Oh, she's living with her mother. And her mother?
Yes.
I see. It is crowded, isn't it? Well, Betty, I think what you better take my room.
Oh, no, Parky, you work hard. You have to have your rest, and I don't think it's fair for me to worry you with my problems, but thanks a million for your very kind offer anyway.
Betty, I know how impossible it is today for to find any place to live at all. You know, I'm even heard about a fellow who rented a wardrobe trunk for the living.
A wardrobe trunk?
Charged him $60 a month for that. He would close himself up in the trunk every night and go to sleep. It was no good.
Well, what happened?
One morning he woke up, found out they shipped him to St. Louis. By slow freight. Collect yet. Oh, Betty, I only wish that I knew somebody we knew. Somebody who knew that man who owns all those apartment houses, you know. Then maybe I could find a place for you.
What man?
Oh, some man by the name of Clancy.
Clancy?
Owns all the property. You've seen his name on every house. First name is Nova. I wrote it down here. Nova Clancy, you see?
Nova Clancy?
Yes.
Let me see that. Oh, Parky, that's not Nova Clancy. That's no vacancy.
I was wondering how one man could own so much property. Well, here comes Opie. Hello, Opie.
Hi, Parky. Hi, Betty.
Oh, hi, Opie. Well, I better get busy and see what I can do for myself. I'll see you boys later.
Yeah, see you later, Betty.
What's the matter with Betty, Parky?
Oh, but she's down in the mumps, you know. She's just got a conviction notice. Got for to move.
Say, they throw them eviction notices around like they was confetti, don't they?
Yeah. You
know, everybody I know is walking around with an eviction notice. Even my poor old brother-in-law. Hey, Parky, you remember my brother-in-law, Happy Harry, don't you?
Oh, yes, Happy Harry, sure.
Well, you see, he got an eviction notice, too.
He did.
He's waiting outside now. Oh. I told him to come over here with me, and I was sure you'd let him sleep with you until he found a place.
Oh, sure. Sleep with me?
Yeah.
Well, Opie, I've only got one little room. You got a 5-room apartment. You live all alone. Why don't you let him for to move in with you?
Now, wait a minute, Parky. You're not going to start crowding me, are you? You know, I got 5 rooms, but I need them all.
For what?
I sleep in 1 room, and in another room I got to keep my clarinet. And in the 3rd room is where I keep the case for the clarinet. And in the 4th room, that's where I keep my music stand. And in the 5th room...
Yeah, I know where the 5th room is, yes. I couldn't expect him to sleep in a broom closet. Yeah, Shoppy? I could see what you're pretty crowded. Okay, bring your brother-in-law in and let him for to sleep with me in my room.
Oh, I knew you would, Parker. I knew you wouldn't let that poor boy sleep in the street. I'll call him in, huh?
Yeah, call him in. I can't figure it out why such a shortage of places for to live. Before the war, it was just as many people. All the houses was empty. Now you can't find an empty place nowhere, sir.
Parker, here's my brother-in-law, Happy Harry.
Oh, yes. Hiya, Happy.
I'm fine. How are you, Pasty?
Pasty? My name is not Pasty, it's Parky.
Okay. Say, Opie tells me you're stuck with a room you're trying to rent and you want to palm it off on me.
I'm stuck with a room?
Yeah. Let me look at it. If it's what I want, I might take it off your hands.
Oh, look, don't do me no favors. You don't got to take it off my hands, you know.
Okay. Where's the room, Porky?
Look, my name is not Porky, it's Parky.
Well, let's not stand here arguing. Show me the room, and if I like it, I'll be glad to help you out.
No, look. You got the wrong idea, sir. I don't need you for to help me out at all. Let's forget the whole thing, you know.
Forget the whole thing? Yes. Well, I'm surprised at you, Parky, talking that way to Happy. If I was you, I'd apologize.
That's okay, Opie. That's okay. I don't mind him. Come on. Let's go see that room, Fatso.
Fatso! Hi, are you fine? Please, for to follow me, I'll show you the room.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute, Pokey.
Hey, look, my name is not Pokey. If I haven't said get it right, it's Parky.
You mean this room is on the 2nd floor?
Yes, it is.
I told Opie that I didn't want to climb those steps.
Well, I'm sorry, but on account of the steel strike, I couldn't put in an elevator.
Oh, well, okay, let's go up.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Here's the room.
Oh, boy, what a terrible room. Hey, this bed is kind of small, ain't it? I like a big bed.
Yeah, well, I'll try to sleep as close to the wall as I can, Dr. Carlson.
Close to the wall?
Yes.
Say, wait a minute, brother, wait a minute. You ain't figuring on sleeping in that same bed with me, are you? I sleep alone. Don't forget, we're total strangers. I never seen you before in my life. Yes, sir, Picky, I can see that this arrangement ain't going to be no good.
You're right, I could see that, too. You and me sleeping in this one little room is done going for to work out.
That's right, brother, yes. So you better go out and find yourself a room.
Me go out and find a room. Why don't you find a room?
I did. I found this one, didn't I? Now get out!
Get out. How dare you?
Hey, what is all this hollering going on here?
Oh, Opie. This is the most selfish guy I ever met in my whole life. I didn't like his kisser the first time I seen him.
Didn't like my kisser?
Now!
Opie, why did you ever bring this man to me?
Well, now look, Parky. The poor boy ain't asking for much. All he wants is a place to sleep.
He's right, Punky.
Punky?
The trouble with you is you ain't got no consideration for other people's feelings. Hey, wait a minute. How much are you going to charge me for this room?
Well, I don't know, about $15 a month.
$15 a month for this broken-down room? Oh, brother. Oh, now you're really in trouble.
I'm in trouble? What kind of trouble?
Oh, you'll find out. Opie, hand me that phone. Hey, Patsy, give me a nickel.
A nickel? Here you are. Who are you going for to call?
The OPA.
The OPA?
Yeah, I'm going to report you.
Report me to the OPA with my nickel? Oh, for heaven's sake.
Betty Rhodes, singing star of the Old Gold Show, sings All Through the Day.
I dream about the night. I dream about the night here with you. All through the day, I wish away the time until the time when I'm here with you. Down falls the sun. I run to meet you. The evening mist melts away. I dreamed of all through the day. Down falls the sun. I run to meet you. The evening mist melts away.
That happy Harry throwing me out of my own room. How'd I get mixed up with people like that this morning? I was so happy, and look at me now. Hello, Bob Williams.
Hello, Parky. Say, a friend of mine is being evicted. You wouldn't be able to put him up with you, would you?
Put him up with me?
Yeah.
Bob Williams, if I ever hear you make a crack like that...
There, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Yes, Bob, an old gold. I only wish I had my little room back. Then I could sit down in my easy chair, light an old gold, and get some comfort and pleasure.
Yes, Parky, when you light an old gold, you do get comfort and pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, in old gold, you get the benefit of a unique moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for superb extra flavor and bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of this truly great cigarette.
Say, Bob, if you have a room for your friend, see if you can get one for me, will you, please?
Oh, well, Parky, I heard that Orville Sharp is in the real estate business now.
Orville Sharp?
Yeah, I was going over to see him. Maybe he could help you, too.
Orville Sharp in the real estate business.
Yeah.
That faker? I don't do no business with him, boy. But I do need a room. As the fellow in the last weekend said, beggars can be boozers. Where is Orville Sharp's office?
On the street, right outside the drugstore.
Where's my hat? I'll go over and see him right now. Well, here's the drugstore. And... oh, there's Orville Sharp over there. Hello, Mr. Sharp.
Well, hello, Mr. Parky Crockett.
Say, I understand that you're in the real estate business now. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Boy, am I busy.
You are?
Yeah. I never realized that I could do such a big business in real estate.
Yes, with the shortage of houses today, it's easy for to realize how you could... do such a big business in real estate. I can see that.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, you see, Mr. Sharp, I would like for to find a room, any kind of a room.
Oh, brother, you ain't got a thing to worry about. I'll fix you up.
You will?
Yeah, I represent a company called the St. Bernard Whippet Fox Terrier Poodle Real Estate Corporation.
Why do you name it after all those dogs?
Because we won't do nothing unless you throw us a bonus.
You mean before you get me a room, I've got for to give you a bonus?
Hey, brother, we don't do nothing without a bonus.
You don't?
You heard that old egg's expression, didn't you?
Old egg's expression? What old egg's expression?
Ain't you never heard that saying, money talks?
Money talks, yes, I heard that.
Well, start talking, brother, start talking.
I see what you mean. Okay, here's $5.
$5? Yes. Brother, you're only whispering. Want some action? You better start talking loud.
How much money I have to give you before you stop to hear me good?
It's all according to what you want.
Yes.
You give me $100 bonus, I'll show you all the most beautiful place you all ever slept in. You all?
What's the idea of all that you all?
This place is on the south side.
Don't think what I could take it.
Why not?
I'm a Yankee.
Well, brother, this is a very choice location.
Choice location, huh?
You're right out there amidst those beautiful trees, yes. The spacious lawns, the gorgeous flowers. And besides that, it's overlooking a big lake. And it's air-conditioned throughout.
Oh, my, it sounds wonderful, but don't the places like that be very expensive?
No. Yeah. Expensive? The rent is very abdominal.
I see. Well, that's what I'm looking for, a nice place where the rent is abdominal. How much is it?
$30 a month.
$30 a month? Gee, that's wonderful. How big is the room?
Room?
Yes.
This ain't no room. This is a bench in Griffith Park.
You know something, Mr. Sharp? I never dreamed that one day I would wind up owning my own little bench in Griffith Park.
Oh, you can't have the whole bench. You can only have the east wing.
The east wing?
Yeah. I rented the other half of the bench to a married couple this afternoon. They're going in for light housekeeping.
Well, they should get plenty of light there. I don't think what I want for to sleep on no park benches.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, wait a minute. I got a swell place for you. It's right down the middle of the business section. Cost you bonus at $50.
Well, that's okay. Now, this is don't be no park bench.
Oh, no, no.
No, that's all right.
But you don't mind if it ain't on the first floor, do you?
Oh, no, I don't mind sleeping upstairs. It's all
well,
right.
This ain't exactly upstairs. You see, it's below the ground.
Below the ground? You mean I sleep in the basement?
No, no, no. It ain't a basement. What is it? It's a manhole.
A manhole? Look, I'm the one for to live in no manhole.
Hey, you better grab this, brother. It's the last manhole I got. Besides that, the rent is very reasonable. Bull, 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 bull.
Say, the rent is very reasonable, bull, bull, bull?
Uh-huh. Just a small cover charge.
Oh, look, Mr. Sharp. I'm don't going to sleep on no park benches. I'm don't going to sleep in no manholes either. If you are don't mind, I would like for to sleep in a bed.
Sleep in a bed?
Yes.
What do you expect to do? Live like a human being?
Well, I suppose I do got a lot of nerve. But Mr. Sharp, I would appreciate it every much if you are going to be so kindly to look over your list. Maybe you could find me a bed which I could sleep in, which is above the ground and not in a park.
Wait a minute. You say you like to sleep in a bed?
Yes. I know I'm sound like an old fuzz budget, but I like to sleep in a bed.
Well, I got just the thing for you.
Good. What is it?
$25 bonus for this. The charge for the bed will be $8.72 for one night.
Yes, for one night. What good is a bed for one night?
Well, it's the best I can do. It's an upper bite on a train leaver tonight for Phoenix Azarona.
Phoenix, as your honor.
Yeah. Of course, you realize they put you off in Phoenix at 5:45 tomorrow morning.
What am I going to do in Phoenix tomorrow morning at 5:45?
Brush your teeth and take a train back.
Oh, look, Mr. Sharp. If you could arrange it, I would like an inside room which you don't move, you see? That room, I want a bed, and I don't want it for to be in no manholes.
Oh, that's all you want, eh?
That's all I want.
Can you spend $12 a day for that?
Well, yes, if I'm got to.
Tell you what you do.
What?
You go down to the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Yes, yes.
You get there around 5:00 in the afternoon.
Yes.
When the traffic is heaviest.
I see.
Now, all you got to do,
yes,
you walk across the street. Buff! 8 cars hit you at the same time. The next thing you know, you wake up in a hospital.
Hospital?
Yeah. And that way you get a nice room and a nice bed.
Yeah, but if I do that, I'm liable for to get killed.
What's the difference? You want a room, don't you?
Wise guy wants to put me in a hospital just so I can get a room. Say, maybe he's got something there.
Old Gold presents O.B. Cates as clarinet of his orchestra playing Come to Baby Do. Take this thing you call a cigarette. Tobacco and cigarette paper. That's all. But how is it that out of those two things comes the miracle of Old Gold's remarkable comfort and pleasure? Here's how. Old Gold does more to tobacco and paper to give you more. Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that make such a tremendous difference in your smoking pleasure. For instance, in Old Gold you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail. Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Why, even the paper on Old Gold is a luxurious detail, for it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. So ask for Old Gold at your cigarette counter. Look for them in the cigarette vending machines. Try an Old Gold. See the difference in flavor, fragrance, in all-round comfort and pleasure. See exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more, Old Gold.
Betty!
What is it, Parker?
Oh, what that Happy Harry is doing to me. I don't mind what he took my room, Betty. I don't even mind what he's sending out his laundry with my tablecloths and napkins. But when he has my cook bring up his meals to him so he could eat it in bed and then charges the meals to me, that's going too far. Oh, my.
Oh, Parky, I know he's unbearable. I've never seen such colossal nerve in my whole life. You must make him move out of your room.
Yeah, but how, Betty? How what could I do?
Well, Parky, you go and see a lawyer.
A lawyer? You're right, Betty. I'm going to see a lawyer. He'll know how for to throw him out. I'm going to show that Happy Harry. Yes, sir. I'll go over for to see a lawyer right now.
Yeah.
is the lawyer's office right here. Mr. George Gruskin, maternity at law. If you have a case, bring it to me. No case handled under 12 bottles. Well, might as well go in.
Well, sir, come right in.
Oh, thank you. Pardon you. You be lawyer Gruskin?
Yes, sir. Pull up a retainer and sit down.
Thank you. My name is Park Yukakis.
It is?
Yes.
I think you have a wonderful case there.
I have?
Yes. Now, pardon me while I answer this phone.
Go ahead.
Hello, lawyer Gruskin speaking. Yes, goodbye. Sorry to keep you waiting. Just one of my cases.
Sorry to keep me waiting. You didn't talk very long in that case.
I know. That's one of my briefcases.
I see.
Now, what's on your mind?
Well, you see, lawyer Gruskin, a fella, he's moved into my room and would like for to make him for the move out, you see.
I see. Well, suppose you tell me the whole story.
Well, you see, this morning, Opie Case, his brother-in-law, in my restaurant. His name is Happy Harry.
Pardon me. Would you mind talking faster?
Faster?
Yes, please.
Well, you see, this morning, Opie Case, his brother-in-law, in my restaurant. His name is Happy Harry.
You'll have to talk faster.
Faster?
Yes.
Well, you see, this morning, Opie Case, brother-in-law, in my restaurant. His name is Happy
Harry. I'm sorry, but you'll have to talk even faster than that.
Faster?
Yes.
I see this morning up against his brother, my ass, and his name is Happy. Wait a minute, why do I have to talk so fast?
In 5 minutes, they're evicting me from this office.
Evicting you? Oh, for heaven's sake. It was a waste of time for to go over and see that lawyer. Oh, my. How I'm going for to make that Happy Harry move out of here. Oh. Here he comes. I hate him.
Hey, I want to talk to you, Spooky.
Look, my name is not Spooky, it's Parky. I want to talk to you, too. You got an awful lot of nerve, mister, coming in here, taking my room away from me.
Wait a minute, hold your horses, brother. Yes. That's what I want to talk to you about. I'm moving out of the room.
You are?
Yeah. I got a job in San Diego, and I'm leaving right away.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful. Now I could go upstairs and sleep in my own little room.
Not so fast, bub, not so fast. I wouldn't go up there if I was you.
You wouldn't? Why not?
Because Joe wouldn't like it, that's why.
Joe wouldn't like it? Who's Joe?
He's my cousin, that's who he is. He just moved in with his wife and four kids.
Wife and four kids? Oh, for heaven's sake.
For the further adventures of Park Yukakis, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold. The National Broadcasting Company.